There's a silent, unseen force that binds people, often long after a relationship has ended. These are soul ties, energetic connections that can leave you feeling drained, confused, and unable to move forward with a clear mind. Most people believe these ties are permanent, a natural consequence of a past connection. They struggle to find their own identity again, constantly haunted by the ghost of a relationship that no longer serves them. But what if there was a way to sever these invisible chains? What if true freedom wasn't about finding a new person, but about reclaiming a part of yourself that was given away? The ultimate form of freedom is not just physical but energetic, a state of being completely whole and self-contained. The secret to achieving this lies in a profound act of self-mastery that directly targets the source of these ties, restoring a man's core energy to himself. Section 1. Oxytocin, dopamine loop. When a relationship ends, it often feels like a part of you is still connected to the other person. You may find yourself revisiting old memories, feeling an inexplicable pull back to a past that no longer exists. This isn't just a feeling, it's a profound biological reality. In the moments of intimacy, the brain releases a powerful cocktail of chemicals, two of the most significant being oxytocin and dopamine. Oxytocin, known as the bonding hormone, creates a feeling of connection and trust, while dopamine provides a rush of pleasure. Together, they form a powerful feedback loop that quite literally cements the memory of that partner into your emotional circuits, creating a neurochemical bond that is incredibly difficult to break. This is why a man can feel haunted by old relationships, even years later. This powerful oxytocin, dopamine loop, is the very essence of a soul tie, a neurochemical hook that keeps you emotionally tethered to past partners. But there is a way to break free. The practice of retention is a direct and powerful method for interrupting this biological loop. By removing the constant stimulation that triggers the release of these bonding chemicals, you give your brain a chance to reset. Instead of reinforcing those connections with repeated chemical rewards, you are doing the opposite. You are starving the loop of its fuel. This act of self-control gives your brain the opportunity to re-establish its own balance, reducing the power of those external triggers and beginning the process of severing the neurochemical chains. Over time, this deliberate interruption forces a change in your brain's very structure. Just as a pathway through a forest will grow over, if it's not used, the neural circuits holding onto the emotional imprints of past relationships begin to weaken. Your brain, which is incredibly adaptable, starts to prune away those old, inactive connections. The dopamine receptors, no longer overstimulated by the high reward cycle, become more stable and less reactive to external attachment triggers. This process frees you from the powerful influence of old emotional baggage. It's a biological purification, allowing you to reclaim your emotional and mental sovereignty. You become the master of your own internal landscape, no longer a slave to the ghosts of relationships past. Section 2. Memory reconsolidation. Even when you know a relationship is over, the memories can hold a powerful grip. A song, a street, or even a smell can instantly transport you back, flooding you with emotions you thought you'd moved past. These aren't just random recollections. They are deep, neurochemical imprints. Every time you were with a partner, your brain created an associative memory trace, linking their presence to intense emotional and physical arousal. These imprints are the ghosts of a past relationship, a web of memories that keeps you emotionally tethered long after the person is gone. It feels like a permanent bond, a part of your history that can never be changed. But what if this isn't true? What if the brain's own architecture holds the key to editing these powerful memories? The human brain is an incredible adaptable organ. It has a property called neuroplasticity, the ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections throughout life. Most people's brains, however, are stuck in old patterns, constantly reinforcing the same emotional loops. The practice of retention is a powerful catalyst for shifting the brain into a state of higher neuroplasticity. By intentionally withholding from past patterns and emotional triggers, you force the brain to seek new ways of operating. This creates a biological environment ripe for change, making it possible for new habits and perspectives to take root and flourish. This is the first step in a man's journey to reclaiming his emotional freedom. This heightened neuroplasticity allows for a process known as memory reconsolidation. This is the brain's way of updating and modifying existing memories. When a memory is recalled, it becomes temporarily unstable, at which point it can be altered before it's restored. By engaging in new, purposeful actions and focusing on your own personal growth, you are actively creating new experiences that compete with and ultimately overwrite those old imprints. The memories of past partners don't disappear, but their emotional charge is stripped away. The painful or obsessive feelings once associated with them begin to fade, replaced by a neutral sense of the past. Ultimately, the goal isn't to erase history but to free yourself from its control. What once felt like a permanent soul tie becomes just another memory, one that you can observe without being consumed by its emotional weight. The neurochemical hooks are dissolved, and the web of emotional associations is dismantled. This process transforms a man from a prisoner of his past into the architect of his future. It is a profound act of self-mastery that proves true freedom is not found in a new partner or a new beginning, but in the deliberate and powerful work of reclaiming your own mind from the echoes of yesterday. Section 3, Biofield Integrity. For a man to be truly whole, he must be self-contained. Yet, many feel a constant, unseen drain on their energy, a sense of leaking vitality that leaves them feeling incomplete. This isn't just a feeling, it's a deep, seated biological and energetic reality. Throughout history, many ancient traditions spoke of a vital life force, a potent energy that is the very essence of a man's being. This energy, they believed, could be given away, intentionally or not, creating invisible bonds that lingered long after a physical connection had ended. The modern world scoffs at this idea, but the feeling of being energetically tied to someone from the past is a common human experience. What if this ancient knowledge was right, and the key to reclaiming your full power lies in sealing this energetic leakage? The biological basis for this goes deeper than just hormones. Semen is far more than just a reproductive fluid. It contains incredibly high concentrations of vital nutrients and life force carriers, resources that the body invests significant energy into creating. When a man is depleted, it's not just a physical loss but an energetic one. This depletion creates a sense of energetic leakage, a vulnerability that allows for invisible threads to remain tied to past partners. It's a subconscious giving away of your own power, a fragment of your energy that remains bound to someone else. This is the biological and energetic foundation of what so many call a soul tie, a tether that keeps you from feeling completely whole and independent. The practice of retention is a powerful act of restoring this biofield integrity. It's a conscious decision to cease the energetic leakage, to stop giving away this vital life force. By doing so, a man creates a magnetic pull, drawing back the fragmented energy that unconsciously remained bound to others. The result is a complete energetic reset. He is no longer walking through life carrying the invisible weight of old relationships. Instead, he feels a renewed sense of wholeness and sovereignty. This isn't just a feeling of being single, it's the profound and fundamental experience of being a complete and independent man, whole in himself, and free to create a life on his own terms.